On the 12th of January, I introduced listeners who were listening at the time to something called the Birding Big Year, which the Cape Town Bird Club is organizing. And what it asks people who are interested in birding is to note that the birds that they see around Cape Town, and I'll remind you of the limits of this challenge, the geographic limits, and see at the end of the year who has ticked off more species than the other people. There's a little bit of competition, but there's also an important element of citizen science to this. And it's all under the auspices of the Cape Bird Club. Chairman Mike Buckham joins us again. Hello, Mike.
Hi, good afternoon, John. Nice chatting to you again.
Just remind listeners, or tell those who weren't listening at the time and catching up a little bit late to this challenge, what the geographic limits are, which determine what bird you can tick on Bird Lasser and which you can't.
So the northwestern point is just south of Azefontein, and then it kind of goes across south of Darling, covers Marmaray. We kind of come down just west of Stellenbosch and then cut down to Gordon's Bay. We have a bit of coastline along Clarence Drive. Just south of Coolby is the southeasternmost point. And then we go all the way down to Cape Point, the Cape Point Lighthouse, and then back up to Azefontein along the coast. So any birds that you see and log on BirdLaster within that geographic boundary count. You can log birds that you see out at sea if you've got good enough eyes and a strong scope to see them.
And, Mike, what we didn't talk about when we chatted earlier this month was the citizen science aspect of it. Of course, there's a competitive element, and that competitive element is going to motivate a significant number of people to go out there and, if not beat Trevor Hardacre, I think Trevor's probably unbeatable, and then maybe to beat Mike Buckham, or maybe to beat Cliff Dorse, or maybe to beat Karen Wilson, or whoever the case may be. But there is – what's the citizen science element?
Well, John, we're using the app called BirdLaster, and the great thing about BirdLaster is that when you log a bird species, it drops a pin, and that pin records where the bird was seen and the time of day and the time of year, and that pin lives in the database for the rest of time. So BirdLaster was originally created for doing bird atlasing, so you can record birds within geographic what we call pentads, which are 5-minute by 5-minute squares. But you don't have to atlas when you use BirdLaster. You can just use it to log bird species. And when Cliff and I sort of discussed the idea of doing this challenge, one of the great benefits that we thought we could get out of it is to have a distribution of birds within the city, and I think show how much diversity we have in the city. And it would be great for ecotourism, and it helps the city to develop and maintain and get funding for their reserves. There are some phenomenal reserves out there that are relatively unknown. And one of the main aspects of this challenge is to get birders to those unknown reserves. And if we're seeing great birds in those reserves, then people will go and see the birds in those reserves.
Okay. And again, a reminder of the there are going to be birds which are going to arrive which have never been seen in South Africa or in this part of Cape Town before. But in terms of the number of birds that one could reasonably expect to see if one spent a heck of a lot of time and energy, that number would be?
So the last time we chatted, I said somewhere between 280 and 300. So where we are at the moment, and we've only done 31 days, we're at 265 species. There are quite a long list of birds that have been recorded that are obviously typos. But I've been through the list, and I can validate. In fact, it's 266. I had evidence of one of my dodgy species, which was corrected. And so 266 so far. So you'd think, well, 280 will be a cinch, but the laws of diminishing returns apply to birding more than they do to most other things. But I still think 280 is a very realistic number, and possibly even 300. We've still got sort of the winter season. We get birds like Antarctic tern, which we don't get in summer. And there will be pelagic birds, which we'll see in winter, which we can't see now. So I think 300 is realistic. I think that's what our target should be.
And I think that's going to be surprising to a lot of people that in that geographic area that you described, you can potentially see 300 different species of birds.
Absolutely. And that's one of the appeals of the challenge, is to highlight this. And what we're seeing is that, we had an outing at Macassar Sewage Works, which is one of these new reserves. that Cliff is trying to highlight and develop.
And we have had Rosier Turn and Eurasian Hobby.
No, we didn't, John. Trevor wasn't there with us, and I blame him for not being at our outing on Sunday, and so he was on his own when he saw the Rosier Turn and Eurasian Hobby.
Running out of time, Trevor is still at the individual top of the list, is he?
Yes, he's on 253, and he's been very, very closely chased by Michael Mason. And we're encouraging Michael to get out there and overtake Trevor. And I'm encouraging Margaret to keep Trevor at home as much as she possibly can, but she's not listening to me.
I know that you're very busy with your financial services job. How many have you managed to log?
I've been stuck on 197 for about 10 days now, and I'm being abused for it, John. So I have to make amends on the weekend.
Yeah, if you don't have a 2 in front of your number, you are nowhere.
Absolutely nowhere. I acknowledge that. I am in 11th place, though, so I'm hoping to break into the top 10. And so watch out.
How many people do you have now who have signed up, who have clearly signed up for this challenge?
I mean, we've got 310 people on the list, but there are about 285 that have actually listed species. So I would say 285 is a reasonable number to assume that's currently participating. But we really want to grow that. So I'd encourage people to visit our website to see how they can join.
And as I've said, I will talk to you at the end of every month and find out how it is going and see whether you've managed to crack 200. The website address again, quickly?
It's www.capebirdclub.org.
Mike Buckham, Chairman of the Cape Bird Club, thank you very much indeed.